morning we want to look at the book of Joshua with all of us.
那么为什么要看耶稣雅基呢?
Why do we want to look at the book of Joshua?
因为我想要鼓励大家多读圣经。
Because I want to encourage all to read your Bibles often.
那么今天呢是当然是新年的第一个主日。
And this is the first Lord's Day of the New Year.
那么我们在过去的时候跟大家讲过，我们一起读过新约一遍，然后呢，今年呢，我们要跟大家一起来读旧约一遍。And
we have mentioned that in the past year we read together the New Testament once. And in this new year, we hope that all of us will read through the Old Testament together in a year.
那么我们用的一个方法呢，就是用我们手机的那个 U version 这个 apps.
And the plan that we are following is the U version Bible app in our smartphone.
那么它有中文有英文。
It has English and Chinese.
那么其中一个这个。 计划呢，就是一起读的时候呢，先我们采取的计划是读创世纪，然后读诗篇，然后读这个今天呢是读这个约书亚记。And
the plan that we have embarked on actually takes us through three books: Genesis, Psalms, and Joshua, chapter by chapter.
而且呢，很多弟兄姐妹，二三十个弟兄姐妹都已经上去开始这个计划。
And about 20 or 30 brothers and sisters have already joined this reading plan.
所以我想，在你们在读的时候呢，我想先给大家介绍。我们以前讲过创世纪，现在我开始讲这个约书亚记。所以你在读的时候呢，你就会对约书亚记有一些了解，有一个框架去读去明白。
And we have introduced the book of Genesis before, but as we read through the book of Joshua, I also want to give us an introduction to this book so that it will provide a framework for you to understand as you read this book.
当然诗篇我们都在，我们祷告会都在读诗篇，那么诗篇呢，你可以用诗篇来学习，一面读圣经，一面祷告。
And of course the book of Psalms, we have been looking at that book in our prayer meeting, and when you read the book of Psalms, you can use it to guide your prayer.
那么当我们在读到出埃及记的时候，我会讲出埃及记，介绍埃及记，然后一本一本的给盼望给大家一个框架，有一个介绍，大家读的时候就更加清楚。And
when we reach Exodus, I will do the same and give an introduction to that book so that you will have a framework by which to look at the book and also understand the book.
所以今天我要介绍这个约书亚记。
So today I want to introduce the book of Joshua.
讲深不深，讲浅不浅。
It is, we can say it is difficult, we can also say it is easy.
那么我先给大家看，我们基本上用这个几个大纲跟大家一起思想。
And as we look at this book, we will approach it from this outline.
首先呢，我会跟大家讲那个去这个看约书亚记的这些的这个原因。那么我们要介绍一下约书亚记，然后我们要跟大家解释约书亚记里面的一些问题怎么样回答。当然我们不能够解决所有的问题，不过大的问题我们盼望能够解决。最后呢，更最重要的是讲约书亚记的主题。
First, we will look at the reason to read Joshua. And then we will have an introduction to the book of Joshua. And next, we will introduce some of the problems of reading Joshua and how to answer all these problems. Of course, we will not be able to go through everything in great detail. And lastly, we want to look at what is the main theme of the book of Joshua.
所以我们开始的时候，我稍微解释一下为什么我们要读约书亚记。
So in the beginning, I want to explain what is the reason for reading the book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记跟我们有什么关系?
What is the implication that Joshua has on our life?
首先呢，我们要知道，当然耶稣雅记是圣经里面的一本书，所以我们必须要读。
Of course, the first reason is the book of Joshua is one of the books of the Bible, and that's the very reason they ought to read it.
但是有一个很更重要的，你可能没有想到的，就是今天我们呢。 全世界的所有的新闻都在看中东里面的局势发展。And
another reason that you might not have been paying attention to is that today in this world, the entire world is paying attention to the situation in the Middle East.
当然，现在我们有这个伊拉克、伊朗，还有这个叙利亚的战争，但是这些呢，最终会牵涉到以色列跟周围阿拉伯国家之间的战争。
Of course, we know that there is war right now between Iraq, Iran, and also Syria. But actually, all these nations that are at war will eventually be affecting Israel, which is also in the Middle East.
所以我们回到最根本的问题，为什么以色列要跟周围阿拉伯国家不断的征战呢？为什么这个成为世界的焦点呢？
And we want to come back to this question of why Israel is in enmity with the rest of the countries in the Middle East, and why is it the focal point of the world?
所以到底以色列有没有这个权利来拥有他们的国家，他拥有他们的土地呢？这个土地呢，以色列占领的这个土地呢，是属于以色列的呢，是属于巴勒斯坦呢，还是比属于这个其他的阿拉伯国家的人的呢？
And does Israel actually have the right to claim the land that they are on today? Did it belong to Israel in the first place, or does it belong to the Palestinians, or does it belong to the rest of the Arab world?
那么我们作为基督徒怎么样看这件事呢？
As Christians, how should we view this?
这些问题呢，都跟创世纪或者说摩西五经还有约书亚记有直接的关系。
All these questions have direct implications with the Pentateuch and also the Book of Joshua.
所以在这里呢，我们在特别是约书亚记是讲什么呢？是讲说神带领以色列人离开这个旷野，离开埃及，离开旷野，进入迦南地，再去攻打迦南地，占有迦南地，成为这个迦南地的主人。所以这个迦南地呢，就是今天的以色列还没有完全拥有，但是这一块地呢，应该是属于以色列，因为圣经这么讲。
The book of Joshua actually tells us how God has led Israel out of Egypt, and then He's going to bring them out of the wilderness and into the land of Canaan. And the book of Joshua describes how Israel is going to enter the land of Canaan and conquer the land. And today Israel is actually in this land, even though it is not the entire land that was promised, but what we can see from here is that this is God's will that Israel should be in that land.
所以神已经应许亚伯拉罕在这个创世纪十五章那边说神要带领他进入迦南地。那么约书亚记就是约书亚，神要约书亚带领以色列人去攻打占领迦南地，这个是在主前两千五百年前。发生的事情，所以这块地在主前2000年，以色列人已经在那个地方了。
And God promised to Abraham in Genesis 15 that He will give him the land of Canaan and to his descendants. And the book of Joshua actually describes how this is taking place when God commanded the Israelites to go into the land to attack the people there and also to conquer the land. And so this occurred about 2000 BC, and therefore we can see that Israel already owned that land since 2000 BC.
所以我们要知道那个地是谁的，那他说谁先到就是谁的。
And so we want to pay attention to who actually has the right to the land. Is it that the first inhabitants of the land will claim the right?
以色列跟阿拉伯人在那边征战，争论，到底这块地是我们的？为什么这块地是你的？我们在争。其实这块地也不是不是以色列人的，也不是阿拉伯人的，是迦南人的。
So today Israel and the Arabs are actually fighting over who should have the right to this land, whether the Israelites came first or the Arabs came first, but actually the answer is neither, because this land used to belong to the Canaanites.
所以这是迦南人的，但是神在那个时候要以色列人去攻打，把迦南人赶尽杀绝，然后占领那个，所以我们出现很多问题。所以你在读约书亚记的时候，会有很多问题，不知道怎么回答。
And so this land originally belonged to the Canaanites. It was the land of Canaan. And when God brought Israel into this land, He commanded them to wipe out the inhabitants and to conquer the land. And so as we read through the book of Joshua, we will come across all these problems that are difficult to answer.
所以当我一这样介绍的时候，你就知道这本书没有，不是我们平时这样读读看看什么故事什么故事，它背后的问题更大。
So as I introduce this book to you, you will see that this is not the regular kind of a book that we can read and just gloss over it. There are lots of problems behind it.
所以今天我们说这堂道是容易又是很难。
That's why we say today's sermon is both difficult and easy.
所以你要仔细听。
So you need to listen carefully.
因为这个就牵涉到神对神在永恒里面的计划，对于犹太人对于全世界的计划是什么。
Because this will actually show us what is God's plan for Israel and what's God's plan for the whole world.
所以你就在读约书亚记的时候就特别有注意，因为这个牵涉到今天为什么中东有这么多问题。
And so when you read the book of Joshua, you want to pay attention because it offers a glimpse into the problems in the Middle East today.
所以我们要讲的呢，就是说基督徒怎么样看中东这块地呢？其实约书亚记就是在讲占领这块地，那么这块地呢是到底是谁的，基督徒怎么样看这块地呢？我们就要看这个约书亚记还有这个创世纪。
So how should Christians view the land where Israel is today? That is going to be answered from Genesis and also Joshua, and we are going to look at this book today.
那么当我们认为神这块地应该是属于以色列人或者犹太人的，原因不是谁先到，原因是圣经里面神说要把这块地赐给以色列人，所以我们就说这块地应该是属于以色列人的。
And of course we believe that this land belongs to Israel because the rights to the land is not about who arrived first, but rather in the BibleGod says that he is going to give this land to Israel. So because of that, the land will belong to Israel.
那么神为什么要赶走本来住在那边的迦南人呢？
Why does God want to wipe out the inhabitants, the original inhabitants?
神难道没有公义吗？
Is God not just?
所以这些问题我们盼望能够回答。
So we hope to answer all these questions.
所以首先第一点呢，我们要注意的，就是因为约书亚是要带领以色列人去攻打这块地，占领这块地。为什么要这块地呢？因为是神赐给以色列人的。哪里有提到呢？请大家打开创世纪十五章。
So let us look at the Bible today as we consider how God is going to bring the Israelites into the promised land. Firstly, let's look at Genesis 15.
当然我们可以从创世纪十二章那边讲，但是我不从那边讲。基本上呢，创世纪十二章就是因为神呼召亚伯拉罕出乌尔，那么亚伯拉罕听从信了神，就因信称义，就从那边开始。神就说我要使你的后裔，我要赐一块给你，你的后裔要占领这块地，而且要你的王位会从你的后裔里面出来。
Of course, we could actually begin from Genesis chapter 12 when God called Abraham out of the land of Ur, and God promised to give him a land. And instead of doing that, we will start from Genesis 15.
那么当然来到这个十五章的时候呢，因为神应许亚伯拉罕将来有很多后裔，但是他没有孩子。但是在十五章的时候，神就告诉他说他的计划是什么。
And of course, God promised Abraham that he will have a lot of descendants, but up to this stage, Abraham was childless. But when it comes to Genesis 15, God explains to Abraham, or tells Abraham what is his plan.
当然你在读这个创世纪的时候，你知道亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕他有这个他的妻子呢，用人的方法来解决这个问题，但是神说时间还没有到，他将要赐给他一个孩子，在他年纪很大的时候呢，会赐给他一个孩子，这个孩子才是他的后裔。
And of course we know and remember that Abraham and Sarah, his wife, used human means to try and help God to achieve his promise and have a son. But in the end, God says no, the time is not there yet. Eventually, in his old age, Abraham will have a son of his own, and it is through that son that the descendants will come.
让我们来看一下十五章第二节，我们从第二节看起。他说亚伯拉罕说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？而且要承受我家业的是大马士革的人以利以谢。亚伯拉罕又说，你没有给我儿子，我那生在我家中的就是我的后嗣。耶和华对他说，这人必不成你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。于是领他到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数过来吗？他又对他说，你的后裔将来如此。亚伯拉罕信神，神因此以他为义。
Genesis 15:2, but Abraham said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look towards heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
那么在这里呢，我们就长话短说，就是基本上呢，神就给他立了一个约。
And so we shall summarize this, and God made a covenant with Abraham.
他说你信了我，所以我就把这块地赐给你，然后呢，他就给他立约。这个立约呢，如果你仔细看呢，是单向的立约，就是说亚伯拉不需要做什么事情，神要却说，如果他把这个动物全部切开两半，然后神自己走过去，意思说，如果我不实行这些事情呢，我就向这些动物切开两半。所以是神要成就亚伯拉罕，不用什么都不用做。
And of course, we know that when God made the covenant with Abraham, that He would give him the land and the descendants. There were all these animals that were split into two, and God made this covenant with Abraham in a unilateral way.God himself walked through all these animals that were split in half. In other words, it represented God saying that if I fail to keep my promise or keep my covenant, let it be so that I be like the animals and split in half.
那么这块地是哪里呢？你看十五章第十八节，他说，当日耶和华亚伯拉罕立约说，我赐给你的后裔，从埃及直到幼发拉底河大河之地，从基尼人、尼基喜人、亚摩利尼人、赫人、以利比人、利巴因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、各加沙人、耶布斯人等等，这些就是迦南地。
And where is this land? We find it described in verse 18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, "To your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Cadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim." The Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites, and this basically refers to the whole land of Canaan.
所以神是创造宇宙万物的真神，整块地、整个世界都是属于神的。神要给谁就谁。所以，如果他是创造万物的主，他是万物的主人，他也是地的主人，他给谁就是谁的。
God is the God who created the universe and everything in it. He created the world. All the land belongs to Him, and He has the prerogative to give the land to whoever He chooses.
但是我们心里还想，哇，我这物质，将来神说给别人就给别人，像我好像神没有公义吗？
And we might be thinking in our hearts, you mean my house that I have today? God can say to me, He's going to give it to someone else. Is God not just?
所以呢，而且我们要问另外一个问题是，什么时候神要把这个地给他
？And then the other question we want to ask is when will God give this land to the descendants？
我要你看一节圣经呢，就在这里，里面给我们一些暗示将来要发生的事情。
I want you to look at one verse here which hints at what will happen in the future。
那么你看第十二节，十五章十二节。
Look at chapter 15, verse 12.
他说日头正落的时候，亚伯拉罕沉沉的睡了，忽然有一个惊人的大黑暗落在他身上。耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，你要的确知道，你的后裔必居居在 别人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他400年，并且呢，他要服侍那国，我要惩罚，后来他们必带着许多财物从那里出来，但你想要享大寿数，平平安安的归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。到了第四代，他们必回到此地，因为什么？注意看， 因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈。
Genesis 15:12, as the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham, and behold, dreadful and great darkness fell upon him. Then the Lord said to Abraham, Know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for yourself, you shall go to your fathers in peace, you shall be buried in a good old age. And pay attention to verse 16. They shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete.
所以这边讲的亚摩利人是哪里呢？就是迦南地，那个坏人地。神说你不要过去，因为他的罪还没有完。您神给他们机会，知道他们做到很糟糕的时候，神说你们已经到此地步，神才惩罚他们。所以为什么迦南神要他攻打迦南呢？因为迦南的地400年来他都不肯悔改，所以不是指这个埃及，是指这个迦南地的人的罪到了那个程度呢，他还不悔改呢，神就要进去要惩罚他们，所以把他们全部毁灭。
The Amorites mentioned in verse 16 of course refers to the inhabitants of Canaan, the Canaanites themselves, and what is happening here is God is being tolerant or being long-suffering towards the Amorites or the people of Canaan, and they have been sinning and sinning so much, but yet God continues to wait for their repentance, but after 400 years of sinning, they have gone to the extreme and they refused to repent, and it was then that God started to judge them.
好了，我们的开始是什么？地，这块地呢，神要以色列人去攻打这块地，地的主人是耶和华神，神要给谁就给谁。
So, let's talk about this again. Firstly, God commanded Israel to go and conquer the land, but we must remember that the land belongs to God. God has the prerogative to assign it to anyone he chooses.
但是为什么要以色列去攻打他呢？因为迦南人的罪到一个地步，神不能够容忍，神说要惩罚他们。
And why send Israel to attack the land of Canaan to conquer it? That's because the Canaanites have sinned so much to the extent that God is no longer going to withstand it, such that he will send Israel to judge them.
那么约书亚记就是要回答神给亚伯拉罕的应许，神应许亚伯拉罕将来会给他这块地，什么时候发生呢？就是在约书亚记的时候发生。
So the book of Joshua describes how Israel is going to conquer the land, and this is actually to fulfill the promise that God gave to Abraham that the land will be given to him.
所以跟我们有什么关系呢？有直接的关系，因为今天我们看到以色列跟周围国家不断的打仗，跟这个有直接的关系。
What does it have to do with us today? Of course it does, because today Israel is still at war with the nations around them, and this is because of what the Bible says here.
那我们继续讲下去。
And let's continue.
那个只是一个开始啊，一个引言。
And that's just an introduction.
所以继续讲下去呢，稍微介绍一下这个约书亚记。
And as we continue, let's look at the introduction to the book of Joshua.
所以约书亚记的背景是什么呢？基本上这个约书亚记是十二本这个历史书里面的第一本。
And the book of Joshua is in a setting of being the first of the 12 historical books.
那么当然历史书里面呢讲的就是讲到当时候的历史。
And of course the historical books is describing the history then.
但是这个历史书的第一本呢，在希伯来文的圣经里面其实不是在历史书里面，反而是在先知书里面的第一本。
But in the Hebrew Bible, the book of Joshua does not belong to the historical books, but rather it is actually placed as the first of the prophets.
所以它是属于先知书的第一本。
So it is the first book of the prophets in the Jewish Bible.
所以先知书就是这个约书亚记，然后来到士师记，来到撒母耳记、上下列王记，这些都是属于先知书。
And the book of Joshua, the book of Judges, and Samuel, etc. These are all classified as the prophets.
为什么是先知书呢？
Why the prophets?
因为它是用神怎么样看这个历史的发展，他解释而且教导以色列人说神怎么看这些历史的教导，然后给他们做 教导他们怎么样过生活。
Because it is used to teach the Jews on from God's perspective of history, and it's used to teach the Jews how they ought to live their life.
当然，这个写法呢是一个故事性的写法，是一个 narrative.
But the way that it is written or the genre of this book is actually a narrative or written as a story form.
当然，在这个历史书里面，除了他用历史做用故事性来解释之外，还有诗歌，还有其他的不同的题材。
But in the book, other than being a narrative, there are also other genres like poetry.
但是呢，基本上就是一个故事的写法。
But mainly it is written as a narrative.
所以在故事的写法呢，我们就一定要记得说，我们要读这个的时候，要用一个故事的这个结构去读它。
So when we read this book, we need to approach it as a narrative.
我们要知道它的故事的发展，而且要看整个故事，因为没有人读故事是读一段一段，是要整个完整性的看，你才能够看得出它的意思。
And so as we approach this book, we need to look at the entire story. Nobody reads a story by picking out parts of it only. So we have to see how the entire story unfolds.
所以整个故事呢，我们要看它的 plot， 它的故事的发展，同时呢，我们要看它的背景，它的 setting。
So we need to pay attention to the plot of the story and also its setting.
所以它的背景呢，就是指摩西神带领以色列人，这个带领以色列人，神选召这个亚伯拉罕，然后整个带领。我们记得创世纪里面讲到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，然后到约瑟，约瑟就带领他们到埃及，他从埃及带他出来。出来的时候就进入神应许亚伯拉罕要给他一块地，什么时候得到这块地？就是约书亚的时候，他给他这块地。
And of course, we know the setting begins with Genesis when God made the promise to Abraham, and then he had a son Isaac, and through Isaac was born Jacob, and Joseph the descendant of Jacob ended up in Egypt, and that was how Israel ended up in Egypt. And after 400 years of suffering, they came out of Egypt, went through the wilderness, and now they are about to go into the land to conquer the land by the leadership of Joshua.
所以就是在这个情形下，约书亚记让我们看见神的应许必然实现，神的应许一句话都不会落空。
And so under this setting, we see that in the book of Joshua, that God is fulfilling His promise. Indeed, God will not fail to fulfill His promise. Every jot and tittle shall come to pass.
所以每句话，神的每句话，每一个字，每一点一画都要成就。这个就是神的话的这个忠实性。
And this is the truthfulness of God's word, because every jot and tittle of God's word shall come to pass.
所以我们必须要懂得整本约书亚记给我们看见神的话必然应验，我们必须要读而且明白思想神的话，必须要守神的话。
So this gives us the good reason to read the word of God, because every single promise that God has made shall be fulfilled, and so we need to read God's word properly, because the book of Joshua begins to show us how this promise is fulfilled.
那么当然什么时候发生呢？就是摩西离开世界的时候，他按例神选择了约书亚来带领以色列人去占领这块地，去拥有这块地，所以约书亚是在这个过渡时期里面成为一个领袖。
So after the death of Moses, he actually selected Joshua as his successor, and Joshua is going to lead Israel into the land, and this is the transition period.
那么他的作者是谁呢？当然就是约书亚。
And the author is none other than Joshua himself.
有些人的名字也叫约书亚，对不对？
And we have, maybe we have Joshua in our midst.
但是问题是，你知道这个约书亚这个名字什么意思吗？
But do you know the meaning of the name Joshua?
所以约书亚的意思是耶和华拯救， the Lord is salvation.
Joshua actually means the Lord is salvation.
这约书亚的名字的意思呢，就是在希腊文就是叫做耶稣。
And the name, the Hebrew name Joshua in Greek actually is Jesus.
所以这个意思说，你的名字叫约书亚，你要知道你自己要明白耶稣是拯救。
And so if your name is Joshua, you want to know that the main idea is to know Jesus as your Savior.
所以对于以色列人来讲，犹太人来，神拯救他们脱离埃及，带领他们进入迦南地，要他们成为一个国家，成为一个民族。
And in the book of Joshua, we can see how God is leading Israel. Israel out of Egypt and into the land of Canaan such that they will become a people.
大概什么时候呢？大概如果我们估计的话，应该是1500年到2000年，在主前1000到500到2000年，所以离开今天大概有4000到5000年。
And the date of this book is possibly between 2000 to 1500 BC, so it is about 4000 years ago.
所以，那么主题是什么呢？其实你已经知道，我已经暗示了很多次主题，不过我们会在结束的时候讲得更清楚。
And what is the theme? I have actually mentioned it a few times already, but we will make it even clearer towards the end.
当然，这个就是神的话不会落空，神的话是永远立定。
Of course, one of the themes here is that God's word will not return void, and God's word will be established forever.
神的话是神给亚伯拉罕要这块地，所以这块地在约书亚就攻下来，占领好，属于他们的。
God's promise is that this land will be given to Abraham and his descendants, and the book of Joshua shows how that this is fulfilled.
那么它地点在哪里呢？
Where is its location?
如果你注意看呢，其实以色列呢很容易的，你只要画两个海，一个上面一个小海，一个下面一个大海，上面就是这个加利利海，下面就是死海。你这样一画呢，就分出来，中间那一条连接这两个海的，就是这个约旦河了。
And the land over there is very easy to look at. If you look at the two seas there, the smaller sea on top is the Sea of Galilee, and the larger sea below the map is called the Dead Sea. Linking the two seas would be the Jordan River.
所以他们在旷野的时候流荡，那么过了约旦河就进入耶利哥跟埃城，就攻打的就是这两块地方，是在耶路撒冷的东的北方。
And when they actually after wandering through the wilderness, they were going to cross the Jordan River to attack Jericho, and this is actually the north of Jerusalem.
所以这个呢，就是基本上我很简单的，你看这个 MacArthur 这个MacArthur 注释圣经，或者是 ESV 的注释圣经，都有很详尽很好的介绍。
And this is just an introduction. If you actually look through the MacArthur Study Bible, you will find a much more detailed introduction.
那么我们刚才已经讲了两个大题，一个就是约书亚记的原，我们读约书亚记的原因。第二呢，我们介绍了约书亚记。接下来我要解释一些刚才已经有暗示过怎样回答这些问题，就是那些这个地的问题，还有这个大屠杀的问题。
And we have already looked at the reason to read the book of Joshua in the introduction, and we want to now look at the problems of reading Joshua. We have hinted at some of the problems. One of this is how can Israel go in and wipe out the inhabitants?
所以我们在这边要回答两个很大的问题呢，就是神怎么可以把迦南人杀这个赶尽杀绝，要以色列人犹太人去占领别人的地方，这是一个问题。另外一个问题就是为什么神会要他赶尽杀绝，意思说连大人小孩所有的人都不需要杀死。
And so we're going to look at two main problems here. The first is of course the problem of invasion. How can God send one country or one nation to go and invade another nation? And then the second problem is that of genocide, because God sent the Israelites in to wipe out the inhabitants, including adults and children.
所以首先呢，我们要讲的第一件事就是这块地神怎么可以把这个迦南人的地给以色列人呢？
And so the first is, how can God give this land that where the Canaanites are to Israel?
所以首先我们要承认的一件事情就是神是创造宇宙万物，包括创造所有地的主人就是耶和华神。
The first thing that we need to understand is God is the creator of the universe. He created the world, He created the land, including the land that the Canaanites were in.
他神是创造地，他也创造人，所以人必须要向神负责。
Not only did He create land, He also created man, and man needs to be accountable to God.
那么人如果继续犯罪呢，神必然惩罚。
If man continue in sin, God will definitely punish.
所以当神给他们机会，刚才我们给大家看到了，神给他400年给他们，但是他们继续犯罪，继续不肯悔改。400年之后呢，400年真的是很长，然后呢，神就要把整个民族都那一块地，不只是一个民族，那一块地 他们，我们没有时间讲，他们那边实行许多很残酷的东西，包括把孩子献上烧死等等这些问题，但是呢神不允许这些问题的出现。
And we have read earlier on that God tolerated their sin for 400 years. 400 years is a very long time for the people to keep committing sin. And we will not go into all the details of their sins. The people there, they actually sacrifice their children to their false gods, etc. And lots of cruelty that we will not spend time going into.
所以神就要以色列人，用以色列人去惩罚这些迦南，居住在迦南地的人。
So God send Israel and use the Israelites to punish the Canaanites.
那么我们也看到在出埃这个创世纪里面有同样的事情发生，记得吗？这个神用洪水灭整个世界，这个不只是 只是在这个迦南地，洪水灭世界是一件很大的事情，因为神看到人所犯的都是尽都是恶，所以他是神，他是公义的神，他可以这样做。
And if we go back to Genesis, we also remember that God actually destroyed the whole world with the flood. Not just the land of Canaan, but the entire world. That was a huge event, and that was because God saw that the hearts of men were continually evil, and then the intent of their heart is towards evil. Because of that, God, having justice and righteousness, wiped out the world with a flood.
刚才我们也看到索多玛和蛾摩拉，神也是把整个城都毁掉。
And of course, Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed the two cities and all the surrounding cities.
当然，这神也毁掉整个军队，包括埃及在红海的时候死掉。
And of course, God also destroyed the army of Egypt in the Red Sea.
所以神可以，因为他是公义的神，他又是全地的主人。所以他人犯罪，他可以把这个惩罚这里的居民，然后呢把这块地给以色列人，这个是他是主人，他可以这样做。
God is the master and the owner, and he is righteous and just. He has the prerogative to judge the inhabitants who sin, or any man who sin, and he has the prerogative to give the land to whoever because he owns it all.
那么另外一个问题就是，为什么要赶尽杀绝？要说，如果你仔细看，他说所有的人都要死。
And then the second problem is that of genocide. Why then must everyone, including adults and children, be wiped out?
所以这个呢，我们也有时候不能够解释。
Sometimes we find that it is difficult to explain this as well.
但是呢，我们要知道他是生命的主，人的生命也是属于他的。
But we want to know that God is the God of life. The life of human beings belong to God as well.
他有主权，对人有生命的主权都在他的手里。
He has absolute prerogative over the lives of men.
但是在这边呢，我要强调两件事情。第一呢，你要知道呢，神在出生命记里面很清楚说，一个国家攻打另外一个国家的时候呢，除了军人之外呢，所有的孩子啊、妇人都要放过，不可以残害他们。这个在生命记里面有讲。
Actually, in the book of Deuteronomy, God would have commanded the people that when they invade one nation, they can only kill the soldiers, but they have to leave the women and the children unharmed.
请你打开生命记二十章看一下。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy 20.
生命记二十章第十节。
Deuteronomy 20 verse 10.
你看地，他说你临近一座城要攻打的时候，先要在城里面宣告和睦的话，他们若以和睦的话回答你，就开了城门，城里面所有的人你要给你下牢，不是你，他们如果不和你和好，反要给你打仗，你就要围困那城，也要把你的神会把城交在你手里，你要用刀杀尽这城的男丁，唯有妇女女孩孩子牲畜城内的一些财物你可以取为自己的猎物，耶和华神把你的仇敌财物给你，你可以赐用等等。所以就说孩子妇人不可以杀。
Deuteronomy 20:10, when you draw near to a city to fight against it, offer terms of peace to it, and if it responds to you peaceably and it opens to you, then all the people who are found in it shall do forced labor for you and shall serve you. But if it makes no peace with you but makes war against you, then you shall besiege itAnd when the Lord your God gives it into your hand, you shall put all its males to the sword. But the women and the little ones, the livestock and everything else in the city, all its spoil, you shall take as a plunder for yourself. And this shows us that God commanded them to kill the soldiers but leave the women and the children unharmed.
那么到了十五节、十六节的时候，你看见他的口气有一些改变。
But in verses 15 and 16, there's some change in tone.
第十五节，离你甚远的各城，不是这些国民的城，你都要这样的待他。但这些国民的城，耶和华你的神赐你为业。这个是，就是说这个城神赐你为业的这块这些城呢，其中所有有气息的，一个都不可存留。要照耶和华神所吩咐的，就是赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人，都要灭绝尽尽。
And verse 15, thus you shall do to all the cities that are very far from you, which are not cities of the nations here, but in the cities of the peoples that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. You shall save alive nothing that grieves.But you shall devote them to complete destruction, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, as the Lord your God has commanded.
所以你看到这边有两种现象，一种就是一般的城呢，我们只是攻打军人打仗，但是其他人不可以伤害。但是来到这一块地，神以你为业的这一块地呢 ，inside the promised land 跟 outside the promised land， inside the promised land 就是这一批人呢。神说要杀尽，不可以存留，一个都不可以。
So there are two categories over here. Those people that are outside the promised land, God commanded the Israelites to go there, attack the cities, but only kill the males, not the women and the children. But for the cities inside the promised land, they were to wipe out everyone.
所以为什么这样呢
？Why？
因为当然这个是神。在他绝对公义里面，他看到这个是必须这样做。第十八节说，免得你们学习一切可憎之事，就是他向你神所行的一致，以得罪耶和华你们的神。
Of course, firstly, God has the prerogative because He is completely righteous and just. But we also see in verse 18 the reason that they may not teach you to do according to all their abominable practices.That they have done for their God, and so you sin against the Lord your God.
所以在这边就出现一个问题。
So there is a problem here.
拉赫呢
？What about Rahab?
为什么他们让拉赫生存
？Why did they let Rahab?
神说全部都要死，为什么拉赫可以生存呢
？God said wipe out everyone, but why did they allow Rahab to live?
啊，还有呢？所以这边给我们看见一件事情。他讲要把他们全部杀掉的原因是，这些都是敬拜偶像，而且用非常恶毒抵挡神的人，神必须要全部灭掉。但是如果当中有像拉赫，还有这个向他们求和的这一组人呢，他们就神就是让他们活。
And so God commanded Israel to wipe out the inhabitants because of their abominable practices in idol worship and their terrible sin.But yet, at the same time, if there are some like Rahab who repents, God actually spares them.
还有这个畸变人，第九章的畸变人呢，他们也让他活。
And also in chapter 9, the Gibeonites, where actually God allowed them to live as well.
所以这个问题就不是说一组一个民族打另外一个民族，是说神跟撒旦之间的争战。
So this is not a race against another race, but it is actually a war between God and Satan.
顺服神跟抵挡神的人之间的争战。
This is a war between those who submit to God and those who resist God.
所以这个是这个正邪之间的战。
And this is a war between good and evil.
所以这个呢就已经给我们看到超越我们所一般上的想象。
So this has already gone beyond our imagination.
所以当我们在看圣经里面，神特别拣选以色列人，不看顾外邦人啊，也不是，他的目的是要拣选以色列人，让他的通过以色列人去祝福外邦人。所以神只要大家愿意跟随神，神都会原谅，都会赦免，都会施恩。
And so it is not that God specially chose Israel and ignore all the rest of the people. God chose Israel so that through Israel He might bless the nations too. And in the end, anyone who repents and come to submit to God, He will forgive.
所以在约书亚的时候，神这样攻打这些人的时候，这个大屠杀的出现呢？ 不是政邪之战，而不是民族跟民族、国家与国家之战，所以我们都不可以做这件事情，因为当时候是神治的，是 theocracy， 在神的管理之下，神命令他们这样做，他们才能够这样做，其他的时候绝对不可以这样做。所以今天呢，我们不是属于 theocracy， 不是神治的国度，所以我们完全不能够做这件事情。
And in those days they were living under theocracy, meaning God is leading them. And so God commanded them to go in and wipe out the inhabitants. They were submitting to God's will, which is a war between good and evil, not one race against another race. Today, no nation is actually submitting to God's rule and theocracy. So in today's terms, no nation should go into war against another nation.
好了，这个就是我们在介绍，盼望我们这样解释给你一些答案。 如果你还有问题，你私下找我。
And this is just a quick introduction to some of the problems, and hopefully you have gotten the solution. If you still have problems, you can look for me in private.
所以在这里呢，我们在讲台上是给你一些比较 helicopter view， 比较阔看整个事件，让你在读的时候是看比较细的事件。所以我们是给你，我们给你是整一个宏观的观念。
And today we are actually just looking at a helicopter view, looking at the big picture or a survey of the book.
所以今天我们早上讲了为什么要读约书亚记，因为这个跟今天的事局有关系。
So the reason to read Joshua because it is directly related to the situation in the Middle East today.
同时呢，我们也知道神的话是可信的。
At the same time, we know that God's word can be trusted.
第二，我们看到约书亚的一些背景跟介绍等等。
And we looked at the introduction to the setting and to the genre, etc.
那么刚才我们所讲的是约书亚记所碰到的问题，里面呢，当然这个是最大的问题。不过相信还有其他的小问题，我们盼望迟一些，如果有机会再讲。
And of course, we have looked at some of the major problems, but there will be other problems that we will look at in the future.
最重要的呢，我们来到约书亚的主题。
And the most important, of course, is the theme of Joshua.
所以我要你打开约书亚记。
So I want you to open your Bible to the book of Joshua.
我看你不用吃饭了，今天。
I think you can skip lunch today.
所以你打开约书亚记，让我们从第一章看起。Let
us begin from Joshua chapter 1.
所以约书亚记，其实呢，你注意看约书亚记呢，最重要的约书亚记呢是讲那块地。And
the most important thing in the book of Joshua is about that land.
你看第一章第一节。
Look at chapter 1 verse 1.
他说耶和华仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华小谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我要赐你以色列的地去。
After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise. Go over this Jordan, you and all these people into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel.
所以你看到吗？神要约书亚过去那个应许地。
So God commanded Joshua to go into the promised land.
第十节看，
verse 10.
于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐给你们的。 为业之地。
And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions. For within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess.
所以你看到吗？这个他们神给约书亚命令，约书亚就立刻执行，神给约书亚命令，约书亚立刻执行。 这个就是他的一个不断的重复的这个观念。
And we see a pattern here that keeps repeating throughout the book of Joshua. God commands, Joshua obeys. God commands, Joshua obeys.
所以神要他过去得这块地，他就预备人过去，准备过去得这块地。
So God commanded Joshua to go in and take the land, and he prepares the people to go in and take the land.
第二章呢，就是约书亚派这个探子进去看这个情形。结果他去看了出来之后呢，你看第二章第二十四节，又对约书亚说：“耶和华果然将全地交在我们手里，因为那地的民居民在我们面前心都效法了。”他觉得呢，哇，每个人都很怕我，准备让我们过来了。所以的确，神给我们这块地。
And chapter 2, Joshua sent spies to spy out the land, and in chapter 2, verse 24, they came back and said to Joshua, truly the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and also all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of us.
然后你继续看下去,第五章,第六章,他们继续攻打耶利哥城。
And of course, chapters 5 and 6, after they crossed the Jordan, they attacked the city of Jericho.
那么成功了，因为他听神的话，神叫他绕七圈，每一天绕一次，第七天绕七次，就这么很奇怪的做法。结果约书亚照听，以个人的聪明，只听神的话，结果那个城全部倒了，所以他们得胜。
And of course, Joshua obeyed God's command to have the people go march around the wall, the city of Jericho for 7 days, and he did not depend on his own wisdom or the methods of men. He obeyed God, and miraculously the walls fell, and of course they succeeded in conquering the city.
所以约书亚记前几章告诉我们，他过了约旦河，第一攻打这个耶利哥，第二呢，他攻打埃城。
And so the book of Joshua tells us that Israel first attacked Jericho, and then next it was the city of Ai.
所以当他们很听神的话呢，他攻打成功。
And when they obeyed God, the conquering was successful.
但是他一不听神的话呢，他攻打埃城的时候，第一次失败了。
And once they refused to obey God, when they attacked the city of Ai, they failed for the first time.
你看第七章第十节。
Chapter 7, verse 10.
他们失败了之后呢，他们祷告呢，耶和华神吩咐耶稣亚说：“起来，你为何匍匐在地呢？以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当面之物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，把当面之物放在他们家里家具里。”
Chapter 7, verse 10. The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up! Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They have taken some of the devoted things they have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings."
你看到吗？在第六章十八节那边，神已经告诉他们说，你们攻打的时候勿要谨慎，不可取当面之物，恐怕你们连累全营。结果他们不听，所以他失败了。
Chapter 6, verse 18, "But you keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing for destruction." And so God already commanded them what not to do, and when they did that, they lost.
所以你看到他的基本教训是什么？你听神的话，神就使你得顺利，得享太平，让你过一能够成功。你不违背，你违背神呢，你就会失败，会遭到了挫折。
So the basic teaching here is if you obey God, He will bless you and you will enjoy success. But if you disobey God, you will face destruction.
所以他用耶利哥城跟埃城作为例子，但是如果你仔细看第八章、第九章、第十章的时候呢，就其他的城就很简单的就讲过去，还有很多城都是这样攻打，所以意思说他们听神的话，神就让他们全部攻打成功。
So using Jericho and Ai as examples where the details are painted out for us, the next few chapters basically would be just the different cities that they attack, and because they obey God, so they enjoy success.
所以他的最终的教导是什么呢？
What is the ultimate teaching?
你看第21章。
Look at chapter 21.
你看第21章45节。
Chapter 21, verse 45.
这句话就是最重要的一句话。
And this is the most important verse.
或许我们先看43节，他说这样耶和华将从前向他们列祖起誓应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业住在其中，因为神给他们的地，他们的确得了住在其中。然后二四十五节很重要，他说耶和华应许以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都要应验。
We'll start from verse 43, chapter 21. Thus the Lord gave to Israel all the land that he swore to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it, and they settled there. And the Lord gave them rest from every side as he had sworn to their fathers. Not one of all their enemies had withstood them. For the Lord had given all their enemies into their hands. And verse 45, not one word of all the good promises that the Lord had made to the house of Israel had failed. All came to pass.
所以你看, 这个是在历史里面呢, 神应许亚伯拉罕的应许呢, 在约书亚成就了。
And we see that the promises that God made to Abraham is now fulfilled in the book of Joshua.
那么对我们来讲呢, 今天, 我们不是活在那个时代,
so, what are the lessons for us today when we do not live in those days?
我们的功课就是学耶和华神的话，就是圣经。 必须要遵守，你要严谨的遵守，神就祝福你。
What we want to learn here is the word of Yahweh, which is the Bible. We need to obey seriously. If we seriously obey the word of God, He will bless us.
你回去看第一章。
Look back at chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
他说，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守。 遵行所遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
所以你看到这个就是约书亚得神的这个祝福的原因，以色列人得神祝福的原因。 当他们攻打这个埃城跟这个耶路撒冷这个耶利哥城之后呢，来到第八章的时候，约书亚又在讲同样的东西。
And this is the main thing that we want to learn over here, because if you read through the book, you will find this repeated pattern of God commanding and Israel's obedience, which led to their success. And we see the same thing in Joshua chapter 8.
所以你打开约第八章看一看。
Look at chapter 8.
当然我们在这边稍微提一提，这里面还有很多很丰富的教导，我们没有时间讲。比如说这个约书亚带他们过约旦河的时候，就好像摩西过红海，那么又行割礼，然后又见到耶和华的这个军元帅等等，跟摩西所遇到的很多相似的地方，你自己回去看。但是整本书最重要的看到呢，就是我们一定要遵守耶和华的话。
Now, of course, there are many more details as you read this book, which we do not have the time to deal with, like how Joshua led them across the Jordan River, like Moses leading Israel across the Red Sea, how Joshua met the commander of the Lord, etc. All these things, please read through on your own. The main thing we want to pay attention here today is that you must obey the word of God.
你看第八章34节,
look at chapter 8 verse 34.
所以当他们攻打这个耶利哥城埃城之后，随后约书亚将律法书上祝福咒诅的话，照做律法书上所一切所写的，都宣读一遍。摩西所吩咐一切的话，约书亚在以色列会众妇女女孩子并中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读。
Chapter 8 verse 34, and afterwards he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded that Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, and the women and the little ones and the sojourners who lived among them.
所以在这边我们看见约书亚记给我们看见，当然是神应许亚伯拉罕的话在约书亚应允了。我们得到功课是圣经在。 神在圣经里面应许的每一句话呢，神必然应允。
So we see here that all the promises that God made to Moses is now fulfilled in the book of Joshua, and the lesson that we learn here is God will keep and fulfill all His promises.
所以我们必须要好好读神的话去明白。
So we need to read the word of God carefully and understand it.
然后来到第23章，大家看一看。
And let's turn to chapter 23.
约书亚又在重复刚才我们所讲的这些话。
Joshua repeats the words that we were saying just now.
我在还没有读之前，读完了之后我们就结束。And
after I read this, we will end.
但是呢，还没有读之前呢，我给大家看那个大纲，整本书的大纲。
But before I read those verses, let us look at the outline of the whole book.
所以整本的约书亚记呢，基本上你可以分成第一点是一章到十二章讲应许地的进攻。
And when you look at the whole book of Joshua, from verses chapters 1 to 12, we could see that the advancement to the promised land.
那么第二呢，就是讲到他分配十三到二十一章，就是他怎么样分配在以色列他们的各支派的谁占什么地方，都有神的恩分配。
And chapters 13 to 21is the allotment of the promised land and who is to stay where.
当然你会读的时候会觉得很枯燥，谁得什么，谁得什么，谁得哪里？但是你要看这边神有神的智慧去安排。但是总意就是神的应许，他们的确占有那块地。
And you, as you read through this part, you might find that it is dry and boring because who gets what. But what you want to pay attention to is that this is the fulfillment of God's promise that He is giving them the land.
然后，所以他第一个就是 advancement， 然后 allotment， 最后是个 advice， 就是约书亚在第22到24章的时候呢，当约书亚还没有死之前，劝他们：你们如果要留在这个应许地，你们要留哪隐秘之地呢？你们必须要听从耶和华神的命令。
And so other than the advancement and the allotment of the promised land, chapters 22 to 24, before Joshua passed away, he advised them how they can stay or continue to stay at this promised land. They need to continue obeying the word of God.
但是请问他们有没有遵行啊？
But did they obey?
当然我们知道你读圣经他们没有遵行。
Of course we know when you read the Bible that they
因为约书亚带领他们进去攻打这些大这些将军，这国全部灭了，还有一些小小的地方要他们继续打下去呢，他们没有去赶尽这些人。所以四世纪就是在讲他们为什么没有赶尽，结果他们犯罪，是以后我们讲四世纪的时候才从里面讲起。
And basically in the book of Joshua they went in and they conquered the greater nations there, but there were still all these small little cities that they had to continue wiping out the inhabitants. And after Joshua died, the Israelites failed to wipe out the rest of these smaller cities, which led them to sin when into the book of Judges, where we see the sin of Israel.
来，我们来看最后一段圣经，然后我们就结束。
So let's end as we read the last passage.
这个约翰啊，这个约书亚第二十三章第六节说。所以他在重复第一章的话，所以你要大大壮胆，谨守遵行写在摩西律法上的一切话，不可偏离左右，不可以中间所剩下的这些国民财产，你们的神，你们不可他们的神，你们不可提他的名，也不可指示他几事，也不可侍奉他，叩拜他，照做，只要照做你们到今日所行的，专靠耶和华你们的神，等等。
Joshua 23:6, therefore be very strong to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. Turn aside from it, neither to the right hand nor to the left, that you may not mix with these nations remaining among you, or make mention of names of their gods, or swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them, but you shall cling to the Lord your God, just as you have done to this day.
所以这个就是约书亚一直在强调的，就是你一定要遵守耶和华，谨守遵行耶和华的话。
And this is a repetitive theme that is throughout the book of Joshua, and he keeps emphasizing that you must keep the law of God.
所以我盼望大家在2019年开始的时候，记得我们再一次读主的话，再一次的学习遵行，让盼望大家能够可以成长。
And as we begin this new year 2019, I hope that we will all come together and to read the word of God seriously and to obey it seriously. Let us close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your word that is given to us. Help us, Lord, that we will obey it and we will read it, and that may the words of the Bible not depart from our houses,